Hello, welcome to The American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rezac. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning in to The American Pulse. For those that haven't heard, Seattle recently had a clash of cultures and activism when a Christian group called Don't Mess With Our Kids was exercising their constitutional right to free speech and assembly right here at Cal Anderson Park in Capitol Hill, and was confronted by two groups, the LGBTQ plus community and Antifa, a group bent on disruption, violence, and rioting. The police were once again caught in the middle, doing their best to keep order and give the Christian group a space to assemble without being bullied or shouted down or having things thrown at them. Did the Seattle Times respond with even-handed, skillful journalism? Of course they did not, referring to the Christian group as, quote, fascist family values group, unquote. Who has time for all this inaccurate name-calling? Isn't everyone in Seattle and throughout our nation tired of the lies and deception of the status quo and ready for dialogue and unity and common ground, of which there is plenty, by the way, common ground, that is? I think so, and so does my guest today. Jolie Lansdowne is our chairwoman of the King County GOP and a woman who leads with vision, heart, and wisdom, all qualities that people from all walks of life and along the entire political spectrum are more than ready for, in my humble opinion. Enjoy the interview. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. Okay, I am here with Jolie Lansdowne, my friend and chairwoman of the King County GOP, mother, leader, Jolie Lansdowne. Jolie, welcome to the American Pulse. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Tony. It is such an honor to be here. Looking forward to talking to you today.
Me too. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. You're down in California right now, and there is, as you are well aware by your phone and your computer, there's been a lot of stuff going on up here. We had a local clash that was between Christian parents and the Don't Mess With Our Kids movement. And LGBTQ up on Capitol Hill and Antifa activists, 23 activists were arrested by the police. There's this big brouhaha. The Seattle Times called the Christian group a fascist family values group, which I thought was pretty embarrassing for the Seattle Times if they're going to, you know, if they're going to call themselves serious journalists, to call a group of Christians and parents with their kids with them fascists seemed a little bit extreme to me. And I think, you know, there's another protest today down at City Hall because Bruce Harrell seemed to be siding with the LGBTQ and was dismissive of the Christian group. And so you have a redo again of the same sort of energies that were at the last one. And it sounds kind of exhausting to me. I'm trying to, you know, as a voice and you as a leader in the GOP right now, we're tasked with kind of navigating all of these choppy waters with these different voices. I don't know about you, but I'm very interested in hearing what you have to say about all these different things. But I'm looking for unity. I don't want to, you know, oppose. I don't feel right standing opposite at any of the groups. Certainly not the police, not the LGBTQ, not even the Antifa group. Right? I don't want to be at war with anybody right now. I want to find the higher road. But my first question, I guess, Jolie, is like, how do you handle these smears, you know, these ridiculous things that, you know, we're bigots, we're fascists, we're terrorists, and all these different things when that's not what we are. And even a widespread publication like the Seattle Times is calling us names. How do you handle that as both just a woman and a mother, and then also as the leader, as the chairwoman of the local KCGOP?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tony. The soundbite answer is you just keep saying the truth. You just keep speaking the truth. But let's take it back to, the day that we're talking about, May Day, this the event. We've got one side that's shouting and name calling, and we've got another side that's singing and dancing with their families. The people of Seattle are smart. This isn't our first rodeo. Free speech is free speech. The First Amendment protects religion, speech, the right to gather. This is not confusing. The people of Seattle are smart, and just even to back up another second, that the something I just really want to highlight, which is a telltale sign, this is a weekend that is to honor. Memorial Day weekend is a weekend to honor and be thankful for those who gave everything for the freedom that we walk in today. And to be a disruptor, like Antifa was, trying to just remove focus or distract or disrupt over this weekend, that shows a disconnect from the reverence and the gratitude for the freedom that was so hard fought for. Such a high price was paid. So that, right out of the gate, I think needs to be noted. Healthy expression is protected in our country, in our city, in our communities, period. That's just simple First Amendment. So when you ask me, as chair, how do I feel or what do I do? I just, keep speaking the truth. I am in agreement that the truth is that Seattle's actually very unified. That's the truth. I'm out there talking to everybody, and that's the truth. Do we have difference of opinions on a few things? Sure, but that's not a big deal. That doesn't break unity in my experience as I'm talking with people. We've got, if you look at just the numbers, Tony, 23 Antifa people, were arrested, who I honestly think are misguided youth in a lot of ways. And then we've got, 2.3 million people in King County. And just look at those numbers. Like, can we even conceive what is 2.3 million? Like, that's gigantic, compared to 23 people. So these 23 folks are not the voice of the 2.3 million. And I just think it's important to keep framing this accurately and in truth. And so, the people are smart. Like I said, this isn't the first time this kind of thing has happened, where the media tries to kind of go a little crazy with it. But let's just even bring it up to a higher place. And this is kind of where I like to land this answer that, we've got Washington state leaders that are out of alignment with the majority, our governor of our state or the Seattle mayor. They're working to construct a non-constitutional law and just in general, And so how you do that first is by constructing a narrative that supports that or tries to support that, because you have to get the people to agree, because the people have all the power. So that's what all this is about, in my humble opinion, and I just think the people of King County are not following. We're just not following for it. We're not falling for it, rather. That's kind of where I would go with that.
I love it. I love it because it's not, I think there's this reactionary expectation. I think you and I were talking about this before the call that, something happens. And so you, as the spokesperson for the King County GOP, you have to say something right away condemning it. And it's like sometimes I kind of agreed that sometimes it's best to take a breath and take a step back. You don't always need to be the first one out of the gate saying stuff. And I appreciate what Jim Walsh said about what was going on, because usually there's a one or two soldiers that are going to say something right away. But also sometimes it's better to be a little patient. You're not out of step by being patient. You're not, I think sometimes there's a wisdom in not reacting. I think they really want us to react right now in violent ways. I think they want us to see the other side as the opposition. And the more that we can see that, to your point, there's more unity amongst the 2.3 million people than the Seattle Times, for example, wants us to believe. I think that's the secret that we're on to, and they don't want us to discover. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Yep, exactly.
So I think also there's a misperception about the GOP that I would like you to speak about a little bit, because I think it's true that there's a lot of Christians in the GOP. As there's Christians in both groups. I know plenty. I come from a big Catholic family. My dad's side's very Catholic, and there's a lot of Catholics in the Democrat Party, right? And there's a lot of Christians in Democrat Party, but I think by and large, we've been I think a lot of people, a lot of conservative Christians gravitate towards the Republican Party, but the media, I think, has mis portrayed us as it's you have to be Christian to be a Republican, that you have to be a person of faith, otherwise you won't be welcomed into the Republican Party. And I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that, because the local Republican Party, the King County GOP, is growing. I think the GOP is growing all over the nation. And we just had James Dixon, our keynote speaker, this wonderful African American leader, and he was saying that Black Americans are looking away from the Democrat Party because it's not serving them. You know, and he was very eloquent about that, saying, look, there is a lot of jettisoned African Americans right now that are looking for a place, and they just want reassurance that wherever they're landing is going to welcome them. And so I wanted to give you a chance maybe to talk just a bit about what is the GOP right now. Do you have to be a Christian to be welcomed in, which is kind of what the media is saying about us?
Yeah, I love this question. No is the answer. And I really love talking about this, and I'm so glad you asked it. No is the answer to that, and let me tell you why. This is so good. And yes, there are a lot of people coming to our party right now, and I'll talk about that in a second after I answer this. But here's the deal. The founders took the five truths of all the religions in the world, and they built our whole constitutional framework on top of that. So there's fundamental points that belong to all sound world faiths that they built our constitution on. And I'll name them real quick, just in case, just for clarity. Benjamin Franklin even has a creed about it that states it. But here's what they agreed on. Five things. That one, that there's a God who created everything and we recognize and honor him. Number two, that the creator has revealed a moral code of behavior for happy living, like happy, healthy living, which distinguishes right from wrong. We've heard of the golden rule. It's very simple. The third is that the creator holds mankind responsible for how we treat each other. That can look like karma, that can look like a lot of different things, but that's a universal point. And the fourth is that all mankind live beyond this life. And the fifth is that in the next life, mankind is judged for their conduct in this one. So those are all world faiths have those things in agreement. And so that's what the constitutional, that's what our constitution is built on. I love a quote by Thomas Jefferson says, "These are the principles in which God has united us all." So when we're looking at government, government isn't a church, government isn't a religious body. Government is beautifully constructed to hold in balance our freedom and our goodness at the same time. So this is so key to understanding religious freedom. And let me explain it further. If America were declared a Christian-only government, let's say, like the media keeps trying to say, especially the Republican Party, they're for Christians only. Look at this is the point. Then what would prevent it from declaring a certain section of Christianity to be superior, and within that, even another section to be more superior? And that's removing our freedom every step you go. I'm going to give you a quote by Madison, who said it, who also said the same thing. He's made the original point. He said, "Who does not see that the same authority which can establish Christianity in exclusion of all other religions may establish with the same ease any particular sect of Christians in exclusion of all other sects?" So, it's just so clear. Like there is no exclusion, there is no requirement It's nonsense. Those sound bites are nonsense. The truth is that the Republican structure of government is the most free. And remember, I voted Democrat for almost 25 years until I began to understand what I thought I was voting for was not what I was voting for. And it was the Republican form of government that actually preserves our freedoms the best. And so, you know, as leader of the KCGOP, you know, we have all new leadership right now. And it's, you know, we are experiencing revival in local government, and folks are coming from every area you could imagine, whether they've previously not been engaged or they've been a Democrat or different cultural groups. I have some wonderful friends in the Hindu community I was just having dinner with, and there's so many people that all want safe streets, healthy families. You know, it's simple stuff. And so this is not anymore a Christian organization than it is a any other faith. It's the place where we can come together and in a unified way create the best government possible. And so just to land the plane, you know, it's just to like make it really clear, it's the fruit that comes from the good health of all the sound religions that secures our goodness. And it is our goodness which establishes our greatness as a nation. So that's the thread that we follow.
I love it, Jolie. So great to chat with you. I just think that this is where we have to keep operating from, because there's an attempt to keep drawing down this conflict into lower frequency kind of battles. You know, there's probably going to be a whole bunch of stuff happen at City Hall today. There's a lot of tension in the air. They're talking all about it at the radio. But I think the more that we can keep our prayers in our hearts, we can see who's being portrayed as our adversaries. And if we can see them as our partners in this, I think there's an opportunity to elevate everybody. I think the conflict, the constant battling and the constant tit for tat, I think it's a little beneath us right now. I think we're being called by God and called by Spirit right now to not be name calling one another, but to be lifting one another up. And I can see that this is the time. I think I think even a few years back, there was a lot more of us that maybe would have been throwing ourselves in the fray. But I think the mood is changing. I don't know if you're sensing that. I think where the road that you're talking, that you're speaking into existence right now is that road less traveled that we need to bring more people on. So it is the road that we all travel.
Yeah, well said, Tony. Well said. And that's the truth of what I'm experiencing as I'm out talking to, you know, everybody throughout King County. That's what people are being drawn towards. You know, there is a peace and a truth, and people are being drawn, you know, out of, you know, I think in past seasons, I know personally, I sort of ignored local government. I just sort of didn't think I needed to get involved. And there's so many people that are now stepping forward and saying, okay, you know, this is a different season, and we need to step in and, you know, do our part in our sphere of influence, in our community. And it's with a lot of encouragement and hope that I'm encountering people and in these conversations. You know, it's a bummer that things have gotten so bad, you know, that we've gotten here, but it's really good on the other side of that, you know, that tough awakening is that, okay, now we're empowered to make it better. And we're moving into a season in King County where now we're empowered to make it better. And so I'm encouraged, and it's just an honor to serve as chair for, you know, for this term in King County.
Love it. Well, thank you, Jolie. Thank you for your service and your leadership and your heartfelt leadership in King County GOP. It's having repercussions and ripples all throughout. So thank you again. Always great to chat with you and share space with you. You uplift all of us, and I just really appreciate who you are and what you're standing for right now.
Wow. Thank you so much, Tony. And I just so appreciate and honor you for holding the microphone for everybody to just keep the conversation going. There's unity every time you do a show, every time you hop on the mic, it draws people together and just, you know, creates more oneness. And so I just really thank you for that. And I just bless you in all you're doing.
Appreciate it. Well, if you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did, let's follow Jolie's lead and do our best to keep our hearts open and cultivate a deeper listening for one another, especially those that we differ from philosophically. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week on The American Pulse.